Now,
here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Suge Knight staying in jail for a while. Colin Kaepernick and Dave Chappelle coming to Boston. And why This Is Us fans may want to head to the movies this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you ever had sex with Kim Kardashian, you better keep your mouth shut. Kanye's coming for you.
Wiggy has your sports.
The road to the Super Bowl for the Patriots, it looks like it just got a little bit more difficult.
But first, the people affected by the gas explosions and fires in the Merrimack Valley could be in for a long, cold winter. Columbia Gas is now saying that customers will probably be without gas service for months until a new pipeline is built, and that would leave customers without heat, hot water, and gas for cooking during the winter months. Governor Baker is scheduled to speak about it at a news conference today at 11.
How are they still in? Look, Columbia Gas, just start doing. Can you do electricity? Like, what? Is there anything else? Can y'all flip burgers?
They're gonna do nothing after this.
Who wants to even be a Columbia Gas guy? If they offered me free gas, I'd turn them down at this point.
Suge Knight staying in jail. So he reportedly struck a plea deal in his 2015 murder case, and this is just days before his trial was scheduled to start. He received a 28-year prison sentence after pleading no contest to voluntary manslaughter in the death of Terry Carter. He was facing life in prison for the deadly hit and run that took place in a parking lot after a dispute on the set of Straight Outta Compton. And Suge will receive credit for 3.5 years that he's already served and will be placed on 3 years of probation following his release. Colin Kaepernick and Dave Chappelle coming to Boston. They're two of the 8 people being honored by Harvard University for their contributions to Black history and culture. They'll receive the W.E.B. Du Bois Medal on October 11th by the Hutchins Center for African and African American Research at Harvard. And there are a couple new movies out this weekend. Fans of This Is Us might want to check out Life Itself. It was written and directed by Dan Fogelman, who created This Is Us. It's one of those movies, kind of like when This Is Us was starting, where it was like, oh my God, it looks so good, but I have no idea what it's about. That's what the movie trailer looks like to me.
Really?
Like, what's happening?
Well, I need to find a description about this, because I am a This Is Us.
I know it spans like, it's like goes over multiple generations, and there's like a proposal and some kind of accident. Like, that's really all I kind of know, but
I don't want to cry in the movie. Never mind. I don't want to watch it.
Then there, the other movie that's out is called The House with a Clock in Its Walls, and it stars Jack Black, and he teaches magic to his recently orphaned nephew, and yeah, so.
Just that title.
I was like thinking, I was like, did they change the name to Goosebumps?
I know, the title.
Yeah.
When the title of the movie's like, too long or what?
Billboard,
where else do you usually put a clock in a house?
Right.
Hang it up on the damn wall.
Magical clock.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Hey guys, Beyonce is a witch. Her former drummer, the story is so ridiculous. Her former drummer, her name's Kimberly Thompson, she's filed a lawsuit and a restraining order against Beyonce, claiming that Beyonce practices extreme witchcraft. Now, Beyonce has allegedly been using her magic to run surveillance and control Thompson's finances. She also claims that Beyonce started a campaign of harassment against her, which includes dark magic and magic spells of sexual molestation.
Wow.
And Beyonce killed her cat. Believe it or not, a judge denied Thompson's request for a restraining order.
I could do witchcraft.
That's what you got out of this story?
Yeah.
You got to reach out to Beyonce. I mean, I think she's a witch.
No, this story's ridiculous. This is the same story where back in the day, you guys remember this, years ago, someone filed a lawsuit against me saying that I was harassing them because I was talking to them through the radio.
You talk to everybody through the radio.
Right. Exactly.
So maybe you were harassing them.
No. And if you have had sex with Kim Kardashian, you better not ever speak on it. Kanye West was all up in his feelings yesterday after hearing an interview with Nick Cannon where he talked about Kim, because remember, they used to date back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he made some, you know, really sexually suggestive comments about Kim, you know, specifically her ass, saying she's got an amazing ass, and Kanye didn't appreciate that.
I understand that you used to date my wife, but you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that, man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody. My wife.
His tone is so defeated.
Right. It's like a wounded puppy.
Yeah.
Listen, I just If you're going to talk about my wife, just don't tell everybody you had sex with her.
Well, Nick Cannon actually responded to Kanye's video. He made a video of his own saying, yeah, you're not going to tell me what I can or can't talk about.
I've never said anything disrespectful or harmful to your marriage or your union. I salute it. But you're not going to tell me what I can and what I can't say. I'm a solid individual. Somebody ask me a question, I'm going
to
answer it.
Go ahead, Nick. You know what? And honestly, you can't really say that to Nick Cannon because this dude has a show where literally he lets everybody on the show go at him about Mariah Carey.
Right. He said that, too, in the video, which was longer. He's like, listen, if you want to come to me, we can talk. He's like, you can throw jabs at me about Mariah. You could do whatever you want to do, but you can't tell me what I can't say.
He should have just been like, yeah, she has an amazing ass.
And as far as
we're
going to
talk about this in a little bit, though, because this is a question of the hour.
And as far as Drake goes, Kanye referred to, Drake's song In My Feelings, which a lot of people were saying was about Kim.
You know, if I had a girlfriend from Chicago, her name was Renita, and then you was married to Rihanna, I wouldn't make no song called Riri. So when you're like, oh, I don't know where it come from, you too smart for that, bro. You know where that come from. Don't make no record with nothing that could be confused.
Maybe you should have told your wife not to be such a slut back in the day.
Could he have made a song about Nita?
All right.
Or is that not working?
Well, on that note, here's Wiggy with sports.
All right. The Red Sox clinched the AL East after beating the Yankees 11-6. And it was all because of two people. Two people made this happen. And those two people are Louis and James. That's right. When they returned the banner back to the Sox, the AL East banner that they found, and they were such good Samaritans on the McGrath Highway, the Sox were able to win the AL East.
In reciprocation.
And all they're looking for is some tickets. We still haven't heard if they got any tickets. We've been trying to reach out.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
But who knows? Maybe after this big win, the Sox are like, hey, we got to thank Louis and James. We got to get them some tickets. They could be our good luck charms moving forward. The Sox will start a 3-game series versus the Cleveland Indians tonight, 7:10 p.m. And the road to the NFL, to the Super Bowl, looks like it just got a whole lot difficult for the New England Patriots because, everybody was talking about Pittsburgh and how Pittsburgh could be the team that could challenge the Pats this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, after last night's game between the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets, 635 days before the last time the Cleveland Browns won in December of 2016, were able to beat the Jets 21-17.
What?
Yes, and that could be
fun times in Cleveland today. Cleveland, come on down to Cleveland Town.
That song is the best.
Cleveland.
So wait, are you trying to say Cleveland is going to actually
I mean, they could be 3-0 right now if you think about
it. They played Baker Mayfield. Let me tell you something. Baker Mayfield balled. He balled last night. You hear the song?
Still uses a payphone.
Okay.
Here's the place where there used to be.
More importantly, how bad is this Gronk injury? Do we need to worry about this?
They said he was limited with an ankle injury, right. So I don't think we have to really worry about the injury too much here. The Pats, they'll take on Detroit Sunday night at 8:20. Josh Gordon, will he play? I'm going to give you my pick of the week and lock this one in here. I'm going with two games here. I was leaning towards Tennessee beating Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
You like
wow,
that? Tennessee
really?
Is going to beat Jacksonville.
Okay.
And the other one, I think that, KC will advance to 3-0 when they beat San Francisco. But Tennessee will beat Jacksonville.
Straight up. We're not talking about points here. Straight up.
It's down in Jacksonville. Watch.
That's a bold lock.
That's what I do. I give you bold predictions because I'm a bold brother. And that is, yo.
I can't.
Baker Mayfield, too. I'm telling you, this guy is going to be a good player. I'll tell you, he's going to be. Did anybody watch the game last night?
I watched the first half where he didn't play.
Hold on, Pebbles. I'm not done yet. I'm not done. I got a Serena point coming up, so you want to hear it. No, I don't. But Baker Mayfield really played well. And that just
partly cloudy today, 72 for your high, mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, 68 for your high, and partly cloudy on Sunday, 70 for your high. It's currently 61 degrees.
Can I say something real quick before we move on
yes.
about the Serena thing? Because I didn't get a chance to mention this to Pebbles. She talked. She got on me for not talking about Serena, and then she conveniently decided to show up. I mean, miss work when Serena had her meltdown. You noticed that?
No, that was already planned. Who was the girl she lost to? Osaka.
You notice how she planned just right? Serena.
Why? Because you think
she
I'm afraid to battle you about Serena?
She fell apart.
Bring it.
She MF'd the referee, and I was like, "Where's Pebble?" Today to talk. I have all the Serena stuff, and
you
she's
ain't
not
got
here.
Nothing to say. You probably would have left it out if
I had it all planned out.
And that is your sports break.